Pittsburgh has been home to at least two daily newspapers for most of the last two centuries, but come December, that will no longer be the case. Trib Total Media, the parent company of the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, announced Tuesday it will publish the last print copy of the newspaper November 30th. The Trib will continue as an online publication thereafter with a smaller staff. Cutbacks, consolidations, and closures have become common themes in the newspaper industry. Pittsburgh is just the most recent city to lose at least one printed news daily in recent years, especially as ad revenues have declined and publishers place an emphasis on counting digital audiences. To understand what we can expect from Pittsburgh's changing media landscape, 90.5 WESA's Josh Rollerson spoke with Rick Edmonds, a media business analyst with the Poynter Institute for Media Studies in St. Petersburg, Florida.
One interesting thing I noticed from reading your reporting on these kinds of cutbacks and shutdowns, it seems to be a seasonal phenomenon. Why is it that these things seem to happen around the same time of year in the fall?
In the industry, September, October are the period where budgets are finished up. And, if you look out over, make your best estimates over the next year, and it really doesn't seem to be going anywhere good, then that's probably the time to make the decision to shut down.
Pittsburgh has held on as a two-paper town for longer than a lot of cities, and we've been fortunate in that way, but we're about to find out what it's like to get by on just one daily paper.
Right.
What have you seen in other communities where this has happened? What's the impact on civic life, on the media landscape?
Well, I think it's always healthy to have several papers and several points of view. Way back when I worked for the Philadelphia Inquirer, actually covered the closing of the Philadelphia Bulletin, and we thought we were a much better paper, and the Inquirer was able to expand and grow, at least in the short run. But, still there's a little bit goes missing when you don't have the competition there. I'm an admirer of the Post-Gazette and Dave Shribman, so I think the community's in pretty good hands. And, of course, you get, in the current area, you get startups like Jim Brady's Incline and other new digital sites. So, I don't know that it's tragic, but there is a sense of loss there.
Well, and you mentioned the Post-Gazette as Pittsburgh's last remaining daily paper. Tell me more about the impact on them as you see it.
Well, I think in the short run, it may be good. If we're simply looking at a shutdown of the Tribune Review, I don't know for sure, but it sounds as if it's not a situation where the Post-Gazette has acquired their subscriber list and their advertising list, which happens fairly often in these situations. But in either case, the Post-Gazette probably has some prospects of picking up additional readers, and that could have a positive impact on advertising, or at least check some of the very quick losses that have been continuing the last few years.
One of the steps we saw the PG take just in the last few years is to put in a paywall on their digital site.
Right.
Do papers feeling maybe a little bit less immediate financial pressure tend to relax those kinds of steps?
Yeah, I think so. I think the long-running decline of print advertising and then the relatively slow growth of digital advertising, where there's very tough competition from the likes of Facebook and Google and relatively low rates that get lower, indicates that we're shifting from the period where the paper was given away really very cheaply to higher subscription rates for print and a subscription rate too if you want to regularly read the paper online.
And the Trib is looking to reinvent itself as a web-based news organization. Is this a winning strategy, from what you've seen, or is it still too early to tell?
Well, frankly, I haven't really seen it be a winning strategy, even with the advanced papers, those owned by the Newhouse family, and that includes familiar cities, Cleveland and New Orleans and many others. As they de-emphasized print, they were hoping that just a big surge in audience would follow in digital, and to some extent they've been pretty successful, but the business payoff hasn't been there. And to take another example, the Post Intelligencer, which in Seattle, which closed a long time ago, does have a site. As far as I know, it's still going, but I wouldn't say it's a big factor in the news landscape out there, nor a commercial success.
Rick Edmonds writes for Poynter, the reporting arm of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. Thanks so much for your time today, Rick.
Okay, thanks, Josh.